It is hard to keep up with the newest technology, but the latest isn't always the greatest, and sometimes older technology works better than the next big thing. KUOW's John Ryan brings us the story of a centuries-old device made by the Macaw tribe on the Olympic Peninsula. Scientists have confirmed it gets at least one job done that modern technology has failed at.
On a foggy morning in May, 3 years ago, about 20 people hopped aboard a charter boat at the tribal marina near Nia Bay. That's at the remote northwest corner of the Olympic Peninsula in Washington State. The Macaw call it the beginning of the world. As the sun rose through the fog, they left the harbor and headed out to the Pacific Ocean. They were going fishing for halibut, something their ancestors had been doing for thousands of years. On the boat was Rosina DePoe.
Rosina, did I say that right? Can you introduce yourself? Who
yes.
are you?
Hi there. My name is Rosina DePoe, and I am a Macaw tribal member from Nia Bay, Washington.
DePoe says it was a great day to be out on the water.
It was just a lot of fun, because I don't get to go out fishing very often. We got 30 minutes to catch as much fish as possible. We all dropped our hooks at the same time, and as soon as we felt a fish bite, we'd reel it up, and we'd get it onto the boat as quickly as possible.
But it wasn't just fun. It was science. The anglers were volunteers in an experiment. They were trying to see how an age-old macaw tool measures up against modern technology.
Each of us had our own fishing rod, and each rod was alternating a circle hook or a chibut.
A circle hook is what charter boats and the commercial fishing industry use to reel in big fish like halibut. Chibut is the macaw word for the hook the tribe used to use.
So chibut is the historical traditional version of a halibut hook. So it's how we fished halibut before modernization, I guess.
In the Macaw language, food and fish are the same word. But when it comes to fishing gear, Macaw vocabulary and technology are very specific.
This hook was known for specifically just getting halibut, not anything else. So it limited bycatch.
Bycatch is the word for a big problem with fishing today. It means hauling up the wrong type of fish. They often end up dead, even if you throw them back in the sea. Today, much of the ocean off the Washington coast is off-limits to halibut fishing because of the toll it takes on another species.
So this really pretty fish here, this is a yellow-eye rockfish.
That's biologist Jonathan Scordino speaking at a scientific conference in Seattle. He works for the Macaw tribe. He says rockfish can live a century or more and are very slow to reproduce.
And because of that, they're very sensitive to overfishing.
Washington State counts 13 kinds of rockfish as species of concern. Two of them are protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act. Originally, chibut hooks were made by steaming a piece of hemlock, bending it into a big, curvy U, and lashing a sharp piece of bone onto it. Scordino says the macaw adopted newer materials when they became available.
When the U.S. government gave them pitchforks to work their land, they knocked off the tines and made them into fish hooks.
Volunteers from the macaw community helped Scordino handcraft a bunch of chibut out of brass. Then it was time to test them out at sea. Scordino says the macaw's traditional chibut hooks did well.
We found that this hook was extremely selective for halibut. 91% of the fish hooked were halibut.
That's much better than the modern circle hooks did. Nearly half the fish they caught were not halibut. And those pretty rockfish? The chibut only snagged 3 of them. The circle hooks, more than 100. On the downside, the chibut didn't catch as many halibut overall. Scordino thinks it may be that some of the volunteer-made chibut weren't shaped right, or that the anglers were inexperienced at using the historical hooks. Now he's working to improve the manufacturing of the chibut and test out materials from steel to plastic. That's important because gathering food from the sea is still essential on the Macaw Reservation. The average income there is about half the national average. Rosina DePoe says the chibut study reinforces her belief that tribal traditions can help solve modern problems.
It made me feel proud to see that we had innovations before settlers even had it.
Jonathan Scordino says the old technology could let the macaw hook halibut again in rockfish protection areas that have been off limits for the past 20 years. For Here and Now, I'm John Ryan in Seattle.